The risky thing about taking this position, I would think, is that there are hundreds of jobs that could be cut. Isn't it better to take a pay freeze than to have several people lose their jobs?
Well, the issue for us is that those who are who have been elected to make these kind of decisions aren't actually making the decisions. They're passing it off and making the union have to make those decisions. I mean, if the governor comes out and says he's going to lay off X number of workers, then that's his decision. But if he comes out and says to the union, you got a choice, you can chop off your left hand or your right hand, which one do you want? That's pawning off the decision on somebody else.
But still, it seems like a very risky thing to do, even from a public relations standpoint, at a time when other state employees are being asked to make sacrifices, without having a say at all.
Well, I can understand, I can understand the nature of your question, but the issue for us is that the state is going to spend about $500 million over the next 2 years in private contractors, and the overwhelming majority of whom are doing state employee work. In most cases, those workers are more expensive than using state employees. The state still has to provide services, it still has programs it needs to implement. It could do it more cheaply using the state workers. They shouldn't have to lay off state workers and at the same time contract out to private contractors.
The administration department says it is looking at cutting contracting. Is it that they're not going far enough, or you haven't seen those proposed cuts yet?
Well, I mean, the governor just made that announcement 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago today. So, we'd like to be able to see that there is work being done. The thing is, while the governor was speaking at 2:10 in the afternoon, 2 weeks ago on Thursday, a cost-benefit analysis to hire a private contractor came across my desk. Over the course of the next week, I got five more. So while the governor may have made that comment, it didn't stop the agencies from still doing a cost-benefit analysis and putting out the call for a private contractor. So we need to see that there's really more than just an announcement, but that the state is really truly looking at the costs of using private contractors.
What is an example of a private contract that state employees could do cheaper and even better?
Okay, there was an IT project that at the Department of Workforce Development that using state employees would have saved $290,000. But it was one of those five cost-benefit analyses I mentioned a few minutes ago that came out during the week after the governor's press conference. Department of Workforce Development, IT project, using state employees, $290,000 cheaper, but they're still advertising for private contractors because they're unable to meet the needs of the project with the current staffing levels. That's the reason they're giving. At the same time, DPI, Department of Public Instruction, came out with the exact same thing, unable to meet the needs of a project with current staffing levels. And it was a 3-year contract, it would have been $144,000 cheaper to use state employees to do the same work.
Brian Kennedy, thanks for being with us this morning.
Sure, thank you.